Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And our guests this week include my friend Pat Boone. He'll be joining us on the program today. Actress from Godfather of Harlem on Epix, Lucy Fry, will be here. The senior editor of People Magazine Investigates, starting another season on Investigation Discovery, Alicia Dennis. And then Kelly Rizzo-Saget will be here. She's a travel expert with a blog called Eat Travel Rock. She's also the wife of comedian Bob Saget. Next hour, country legend Jeannie Seely will be on the show. Sunil Gupta will be here. He's got a very interesting book called Backable. Not Bankable, Backable. And then Chris Ciccinelli will be joining us. He's the CEO of Pure Romance. He's got a brand new book out. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Anderson 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Anderson takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-603-8489. 800-603-8489. 800-603-8489. That's 800-603-8489.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Can't we get along? If I offer you my hand, would you refuse? We've all got so much to gain and everything to lose.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Normally when we have a star, the magnitude of my next guest, we come in playing his song. But I know that he has had so much of his soul put into the song because he not only wrote it, he also did the music for it. It's actually sung by a lady by the name of Wendy Moten. It is called Can't We Get Along. Joining us right now is my friend of almost 50 years, the icon himself, Mr. Pat Boone.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, Pat. How are you, my friend?
Do run, run. I'm doing good. Doing good. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad to hear your voice again.
That 50 rolls off the tongue easily, but wow, it still startles me when I realize that I have turned 86. I've heard myself say, boy, I'd like to be 80 again.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because when I was growing up, everybody said, the kid. I used to get mad. I'd say, what do you mean the kid? I'm, 22. What do you think? I'm not a kid. Now
sure.
They call me the kid. I want to hug them.
I was in my 50s and still thought I was the kid.
I know that feeling. Hey, congratulations on this song. You have always been a supporter of law enforcement, civil rights for decades. You have reissued a four-track recording this week featuring law enforcement songs from like 2,300 songs that you recorded over a 60-plus career. This special edition was originally produced in association with the United States Deputy Sheriff's Association to raise awareness for its law enforcement training program offered for free to officers all across the nation. Pat, thank you for doing that.
Well, it sure is timely, isn't it? I mean, now we got these cries in the midst of all the riots and the carnage to defund the police as if there was somewhere to turn. There are no police. Where in the world do we turn when we're in desperate trouble? There was a woman in a drugstore as in the midst of our crises and protests here in Los Angeles in the last few weeks. I was in the drugstore with my mask on, and these but six girls came in black outfits and carrying placards that they had created with filthy language. This one had this big card that she had made herself in bold letters: "All cops are bastards." And I wanted to take my mask off or even just talk to her, and I knew it would create a scene. I wanted to say, let me ask you, when you get home tonight after this quote, supposedly peaceful protest and somebody's trying to break into your house, are you going to call for one of these bastards to come help you? I mean, it's so idiotic and crazy. But, I've been writing songs of support for the police, civil rights and equality songs, and now all of a sudden one that I wrote for Rodney King back in the L.A. riots,
right.
"Can't We Get Along, Can't We Just Be Friends," I wrote the song then, didn't know what to do with it until now, and I realize it's an anthem for now. I think God gave me the words and the music. Wendy sings it as it ought to be sung with a black chorus, and it's going viral. Man, I'm so happy, Ron, that the video, which shows news clips of people actually doing what the song's calling for, reaching out to each other, embracing each other, kneeling together, raising their arms together, praying together, comforting each other, and black, white, old, young, men, women, you can see it happening before your eyes when you see the video. It's on YouTube, and it's free for anybody and everybody, and it is going viral. Thank God. At last, there's a musical bridge to try to get across this chasm.
I watched the video this morning, Pat, and it was. It's very chilling to watch it. You know, you had penned the words to Exodus.
Yeah.
Now, you have said this yourself, that since you wrote the words to Exodus, this is the next important song that you wrote.
Yeah, I've written a lot of message songs.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not like Paul Simon or John Lennon or... And the trouble is that sometimes the things that the messages I'm trying to convey in music are not the popular message.
Mm-hmm.
It's always calling for reconciliation, for understanding. I wrote a song for the military called "For My Country," for the National Guard, because they didn't have a well-known song. And we are out here in another country doing stuff we don't want to do. This isn't our home, but we do what we do for our country, fighting the wars there on their soil instead of on ours. Well, now we're having to fight battles on our own soil.
Right.
I was trying to stall that with music supporting our troops, and then the police, and then the civil rights leaders, and so on. I wrote Martin Luther King's words, set those to music. I had a dream, and did a video on his life. I just keep at it. I keep writing things, hoping that musically I can touch people and either calm the riots or inspire helpful actions. And some say, well, it's just a song. You know, you can't solve this with a song. As the video and the song show, if people start talking to people as equals and with love and peace in their eyes and not hatred, we can accomplish things. We can come up with new policies. We can make things better, but we've got to realize that just one race, it's the human race.
That's right. You know, you received the first ever Michael the Archangel Award from the National Association of Chiefs of Police. The whole theory over the years has always been in support of police and support of all kinds of people. I remember back on the days of the CBS TV show where you had the likes of Nat King Cole, Pearl Bailey, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, Johnny Mathis. You invited everybody on. I mean, there could never be a person in this world that could say that you never gave all areas of human race a chance.
That was my goal. I mean, I started out, I thought I was going to be a teacher preacher, Ron, and I didn't dream I could actually have a career as a singer, although I loved to sing and I had opportunities. But when the opportunities came, I felt that God was giving me a platform, And yes, Tutti Frutti and Long Tall Sally and Rip It Up and Ain't That a Shame were part of the platform.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah,
exactly
God,
right.
God gave me a platform built on rock and roll. And from that, I went into movie themes and patriotic themes. And in the rock era, I recorded the first million-selling hymn album because I knew kids would buy anything I was recording. So I recorded an album of hymns I wanted them to know. And I've just kept at that all this time. And during the Vietnam War, I wrote songs called Wish You Were Here, Buddy, supporting the troops in Vietnam against all the draft card burning and all the protests. I didn't know why we were there, but I knew that thousands and thousands of our young men were there because Uncle Sam asked them to be there. And so I was supporting the troops back then, and the song was a country hit, Wish You Were Here, Buddy. But people thought that I was calling for war, which I wasn't. In fact, I then wrote a song, What If They Gave a War and No One Came?
I remember that.
And it's a, and it's a really good song. But so I've been a message songwriter, but that's not the way I'm thought of, not yet. Maybe over time, as people look back on my career, they'll realize that I wasn't just singing for my own gratification and to make money and to be popular. I was really trying to use a platform I felt God had given me with my family. We were a family act for 8 years because I wasn't going to leave my four pretty teenage girls
Absolutely.
At home without their daddy. I brought them on the road with me, and, and daddy could keep his eyes on them at 24 hours a day in those crucial times in their lives. And then they grew up, and they married fine Christian husbands, and I've got 16 grandkids now and 10 great-grandkids, 11 great-grandkids.
Goodness.
You know you're old if your baby daughter is a grandmother.
I know. I've had dinner a couple of times with Debbie in Branson, and can't believe she's a grandmother either.
Well, she is several times.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, since the last time we chatted, my sympathy has surely passed away. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but you know, people think that phrase is not quite accurate. She just moved upstairs. I mean, when she passed, she just left that beautiful body, and we'd been married for 65 years.
Right.
But she went to a mansion where she's waiting for me, where who built the mansion for us, the one who said, where I am, there you may be also. So I'm looking forward to our reunion in the not-too-distant future. But it's funny, I've got a Cocker Spaniel named Shadow. So it's me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
I hope you don't meet too soon, even though I know that's going
to
happen
to you. Yeah, I look forward to it, but I'm not in a hurry.
Not in a hurry. I got to tell you this real quick. I will never forget the opportunity that you gave me as a singer. Oh, you're an opening act in several cities back in 1972. I appreciated that so much.
Well, listen, I appreciate talking to you again. And I hope we do it again.
Let's do it again, Pat. Stay safe, my friend, okay?
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Boone. That man has been around for so long, reinvents himself. He's a class act. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Good news coming up this weekend. It's going to be the second season of Godfather of Harlem on Epix. Great show. And one of its stars is a terrific actress who's done so many things. We'll chat about it when we bring her on the air. Joining us right now is the very lovely and talented Lucy Fry. Hi, Lucy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
They talk about a working actress. I'm going to touch the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, not only in The Godfather of Harlem, but you've seen her in Last Looks alongside Mel Gibson, Night Teeth. She's missing Vampire Academy, Bright, Preppy Connection, Mr. Church, played the role of the wife of Lee Harvey Oswald. Lucy, you have a list of credentials here that go from here all around the USA. I mean, that's fantastic. And now this successful television show you got going with Godfather of Harlem.
Thank you. Yeah, I've really enjoyed that the roles that I have had the privilege of playing are all very different people from very different walks of life, and the different perspectives that I've been able to inhabit, and Stella being an Italian mobster from the 60s is one of the most exciting characters that I've had the chance to play.
Well, being of Italian descent, I even have a closer love for this show, and it's a great show. There's no doubt about it. You play, as you mentioned, Stella. You have the daughter of the boss, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, great guy. And you ended last season with a very tragic murder of your boyfriend. And at the end of last season, you are, you know, kind of looking for revenge. Now, without spilling the beans, because the show premieres this weekend, where do we start off with season number two, Lucy?
I'm so happy to hear that you love the show. I love this show so much. I'm so proud to be a part of it. And yes, my character, she, at the end of season one, goes through the loss of her love, who she believes is the love of her life. And season two begins with her in a state of utter despair. And then it's the journey of grief, revenge, anger, trying to separate herself from her father and everything that he stands for as the boss of the Genovese crime family. And at the same time, becoming more like him as she struggles to individuate.
Is any of this taking from the headlines back in the early 60s? And the reason I ask that question, you mentioned the Genovese family, of course, which is a real family. And then there's a great deal of talk about the characters, Adam Clayton Powell, Robert Morgenthau, Malcolm X. These are all real people. So are some of these stories true?
It is all grounded in truth, yes. The Adam Clayton Powell, Malcolm X, Bumpy Johnson, Morgenthau, the Chinjiganti, they all are real characters from the 60s who interacted in ways that we know about, and the creators of the show have found the moments that they, some personally know of and some that have been written about, and from these grounding facts that we know these people went through, they've developed the subtle details of the show and the nuances to bring them to life, to breathe air into the reality in a way that is envisioned from our perspective now, but that is based on the facts that happened then.
So with that said, would your character, for example, be a real person?
My character is inspired by the Chin's youngest daughter, but none of her plot lines are true. She is one of the fictional characters that creates some of the tension and the explosive nature of her family life, and that was essential to deal with her role in the show is about bringing the younger generation in and the envisioning of the future from the 60s, really trying to embody what the modern audience can relate to and the kind of perspective that we would be bringing into those situations. But she is trapped in mindset of her family in the 60s and is constantly battling against the limits of that time.
Now, of course, Forrest Whitaker plays the infamous Harlem crime boss Bumpy Johnson. He's not only one of the stars of the show, but he's also the executive producer. That's a lot of hats to wear. And, you know, I've often wondered how people can be the executive producer and or the director and then star in it. But it's done very, very well. Where do you film the show?
Yeah, so it is incredible that Forrest is the executive producer and starring in it. And I think that Bumpy Johnson is such a compelling character to play that was why Forrest came on to put the show together, because he wanted to see what it was like to play this character who was fighting for change in the civil rights movement, but whose life circumstances led him to be a crime boss instead of a lawyer. And so because it is all set in Harlem and is very specific to Harlem in the 60s, we film a lot of it there. All of the exteriors are filmed in Harlem, and then the interiors are filmed at a studio in Brooklyn.
Oh, very good. Now, I failed to mention, for those people who may not have seen the first season, that the premise of this is that Bumpy Johnson, again played by Forrest Whitaker, in the early 1960s, returns after serving 11 years in prison. And he goes back to the old neighborhood, which I don't think is uncommon for crime bosses to do this. And what they find is that once this big, giant organization that they had is not in their control, it's kind of in shambles when they return. And that is actually the premise of how this whole thing started, correct?
Yes. That's the beginning of season one. And season two is then dealing with him solidifying his control over Harlem and over the drug trafficking into Harlem, and trying to kind of kick the Italians out in a stronger way by unifying more black gangsters around America. And it's sort of taking the show into a bigger scale than the first season.
I say this sincerely, not just because you're on the air. First of all, you are an extremely and lovely talented actress, and the show is sensational, and I'm so glad it's back for a second season on Epix, which, by the way, returns the 18th, this weekend, on Epix, starring Forrest Whitaker and our very talented guest, Lucy Fry. Hey, Lucy, I got to tell you, I hope that you have all kinds of success with this. I know you have other projects on the horizon, and when you do, come back anytime and join us. We'd love to have you. You're the talent that we like to talk to. Nice, nice people and very good at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure to talk with you.
And we'll be watching, starting this Sunday, April 18th, for season number two on Epix of Godfather of Harlem. One of the stars of the show, Lucy Fry. Lucy, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to your return.
Thank you, Ron. This was really great.
Stay safe, dear.
You too.
And there's more to come live with Ron Seggie today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two people were injured Saturday in a shooting at an Omaha, Nebraska mall. One victim was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Omaha police say they are looking for multiple suspects in the shooting. The Westroads Mall will remain closed for the rest of the day. And about half of all American adults have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, according to new data from the CDC. That new data showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose, which is 49.7% of adults in the country. More than 82 million people are fully vaccinated, with that number expected to jump significantly in the next few weeks, as many states have had their eligibility for vaccinations open to those 18 and up for several weeks. The increase coming as the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine remains paused while the CDC and FDA review data on a possible link between the shot and rare blood clots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, and our guest is no stranger to our show. She's been here several times in the past. She is part of Investigation Discovery's hit series People Magazine Investigates, now returning for its fifth season. Joining us right now is the senior editor of People's Magazine, our friend Alicia Dennis. Hi, Alicia. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much. It's so good to be back.
Well, I hope you're feeling well during these crazy times. We haven't talked, I think, since this whole thing began, and I certainly hope that you're doing well and staying safe.
Thanks. I am. I'm very lucky. I am doing well and staying safe. You know, with the craziness, our season five was delayed some, but we were able to film the entire season following all protocols and being very safe. So now we're out, and I'm hopeful that viewers will find us and connect to us again.
Well, I'm sure they will. Of course, it's a one-hour-long episode and takes people right to the heart of the crime, and the new episodes air Monday nights on Investigation Discovery and stream on Discovery Plus. Whet our appetite a little bit here, Alicia, as to what's coming up in the new season.
Sure. I think what we try to do in every season, and we've done it again in this season, is bring different cases that are varied. We have cases that are solved that you're going to be able to see from the beginning to the end, cases that we would like people to help us solve that are still open, cases that you've heard about from, you know, the Hollywood Ripper serial killer that happened in Los Angeles, to cases that maybe you haven't heard so much about. We have a killer that returned to Horseshoe Lake in Arkansas, a killer who struck in the same family twice, 25 years apart.
Wow.
Fascinating case. But what we have coming up is this heartbreaking story of that happened in Delphi, Indiana. The episode name is The Delphi Killer. It's about these two middle school best friends, Libby German and Abby Williams, who had a day off of school in 2017 and decided to go on a nature hike. They were playing on this abandoned train trestle when they were met with a killer. And this is a case that has shattered that community and really brought law enforcement and others together to try to make sure that they solve this case.
Do you always look at cases that are solved, unsolved? Does it make any difference what the status of the case is at the time that you do the story?
A lot of times when we're working on a story that we want to bring to an episode, if there is breaking news within that story, you know, a trial that's upcoming or a trial that has been delayed, that will impact the way that we do the episode. So we try within the season to make sure that we're telling compelling stories that are either solved and adjudicated all the way to the end so that our viewers can experience that and the twists and turns of it and then see what the answers are. And at the same time, we want to look at cases where there might not be a definitive answer and not have it one way or the other. So we do a little bit of both throughout the season.
If the crime is not solved, do you have some issues with the defense, the prosecution, and saying there's too much being divulged because we're not sure? It's a if maybe something that is not cut in stone, we don't want you to talk about it. The legal process sometimes get involved with the fact that it has not been solved, and possibly you're uncovering something that they wish they did.
Yeah, you know, when a case hasn't been solved, there is a lot going on within it, and we have a lot of legal issues to consider and to look at. If there's been an arrest but not a trial,
right,
there's been arrest and charges but no conviction yet, a lot of times it's exactly what you said. There's that kind of sensitive part where prosecution doesn't want to talk too much, the defense team doesn't want to talk too much because they don't want to give the other side too much information. So we do encounter that at times. And if we can't find a way around it, then that's one of those episodes that we hold for hopefully a different season. But sometimes if a case is not solved and there hasn't been an arrest, then there are parts of the investigation that the police may not want to share in order to help solve that case later. But at the same time, we make sure that we've talked to enough people connected to that case, family members and friends and people in the neighborhood and eyewitnesses and things like that, so that we are able to tell the story that way.
It affects a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about family members of the people who are the victims, family members of the people that are maybe accused of the murder. And you got to really have all your ducks in order because there's so much liability at stake. And then, of course, if it changes during the process of filming the story and editing the story and airing the story, you got to make adjustments in between. This is not a simple chore.
Nailed exactly what happens to us. You know, we had one season where we had an episode that was focused on the serial killer and rapist known as the Golden State Killer. And right as we were, you know, going out with that season, that individual was caught. And so we immediately scrambled to, you know, get that updated, get a special report together for that. But certainly when you're dealing with news, you never know what's going to break. And in this season, five, we have an episode that does really look closely at a case where you're wondering, is this person guilty or innocent? And we're looking at both sides of this case in such a detail that viewers are going to want to decide for themselves and maybe even argue with one another about what is going on within that case. So I think that it's interesting to have all those different kinds of elements within the entire season.
Ever have any parameters of the age of the crime, Alicia?
A good question, something to think about. We do want to make sure that we have enough archival footage and information to tell the story visually well. So, you know, we have a case that we covered called Highway of Horrors, an episode about a college student, Tammy Zawicki, who vanished in 1992 after her car broke down on the side of the road. And in 1992, the DNA testing wasn't where it is now. Tammy didn't have a cell phone. In 1992, very few people had one. So being able to figure out where she was when she vanished, when you broke down on the side of the road in 1992, you had to walk to a payphone, you know, something that people don't really use anymore, and figure out, you know, how you were going to get to the next place. People didn't able to communicate with each other immediately in real time. So if your kid didn't show up to college, sometimes it was a couple of days before you knew that. I think that sometimes covering these older cases shines a light on the different challenges that investigators faced back then that they maybe don't face today when there are way more tools available from cell phone pings and surveillance footage and cameras everywhere that they didn't have back then.
Now, you've been doing this a long, long time with multiple editorial awards for reporting, breaking news. Do any of these stories, with the experience that you've had covering this kind of stuff, ever really stand out and surprise you and have an effect? It's so hard in any business, even if you're an accountant, to go to bed at night at 3 o'clock in the morning, get up and think about your debit or credit for a client. Is there something that has really knocked your socks off as far as getting it out of your mind because it was so bad, so bizarre, so immoral, so terrible?
Yeah, it happens. It happens a lot, actually. And, you know, there's some comfort in being able to share the stories with the world and giving voices to these victims' families and voices to the people that are trying to solve these cases. So there's some comfort in that, I guess, but there's also that thing that you've mentioned where you sometimes feel overwhelmed by the darkness of it. You keep a notebook by the bed, and if you wake up at 3 a.m. with a fear or a thought, you can write that down and try to put it out of your mind. I'm lucky in that I have a team of excellent journalists that I work with, that I'm able to talk through those things with. People that are experiencing the same thing that I do are able to, you know, either help brainstorm our way out of certain things or are there and understand what it's like to go through it. Definitely happens.
It's a great show. It's on Investigation Discovery. It's called People Magazine Investigates. It's now in its fifth season. It airs Monday nights on Investigation Discovery and streams on Discovery Plus. And our guest is Senior Editor, People Magazine, our friend Alicia Dennis. Now, Alicia, you know, I do have a story that I would love to pitch to you one of these days if we get the chance. I know you're on a horrendous schedule, but I think it would be one that would be great for the show.
You know, we always want to hear pitches. We always want to know about cases that don't know about. That's part of our job as a journalist. So anytime that you want to pitch us a case that you think we should look into, we are all ears.
Okay.
Excellent. Absolutely.
Okay. Alicia, thanks for joining us. You know you're always welcome here, and we'll look forward to the fifth season, okay?
Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Alicia. Alicia Dennis has been our guest. People Magazine, good show. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Edgy today. I was just telling our next guest that she is one lovely lady. She's a travel expert, the host of Eat Travel Rock TV. I love that. And she's been a lot of places from the standpoint of traveling. In fact, she has been just about everywhere tasting food, giving you good ideas for travel. Joining us right now is Kelly Rizzo. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm doing great. Well, thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I got to tell you, you and I have two things in common, okay?
Ooh, what's that?
We both know Bob Saget, and we are both Sicilian.
Okay, well, first off, I was going to say there's no way he has not either met Bob or interviewed Bob at some point.
At some point.
And second of all, I was interested in your last name, and I'm like, great, okay, turns out we are Paisans. I like it.
And I know a lot of Rizzos. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I feel like it's old home week, but they say that you're the blonde Italian. But I got to tell you, we have blonde Italians, Sicilians. That's even more unusual in our family, too. So we could be related. Let's have a family reunion.
Oh, my God, Ron, I love this. I love this. Yeah, are you first generation, or what's the lineage there?
My grandparents on both sides are from Sicily. Now, my parents were born in America. How about you?
My dad was born in Sicily, so I'm first generation here, but my mom is as American as they come from Indiana. So let's just say I identify a little bit more with the Sicilian side. There's a little bit more fun going on over there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Have you been there?
I have several times, yes, over the last 2 years. Actually, I made Bob go with me on our honeymoon to Shemina, where my dad was born.
Ah.
It's this tiny little town up in the mountains in Sicily, and, you know, he's used to not that type of travel.
Right.
So it was kind of interesting to get him kind of in the backcountry with me. So I think he's set for a few years. I don't know if he needs to go back anytime soon.
My son went there on his honeymoon, and we're trying to get there, but because of all of this crazy pandemic stuff, I don't know. But I got to tell you, I would love to travel with you and Bob there, because I'm sure you could see all the highlights with your experience. How did you come up with Eat, Travel, Rock?
Years ago, I really wanted to bring my three biggest passions together, food, travel, and music. So I started a blog, you know, like most people do nowadays, right? And it just started evolving. You know, first I started the blog, and then I was doing all these on-camera interviews with some of the biggest rock stars and country music stars in the world, and then it evolved even a little bit farther, and then I'm filming Eat Travel Rock TV all around the world in places like Switzerland and Japan and all over the U.S., and quite a ride. It's been really fun.
You know, many, many years ago, a very famous hotel and food chain wanted to do something along those lines here in Orlando at Universal Studios. And, you know, we looked at it, and I thought, boy, this is a great idea, and I'm glad you have fulfilled that, because I think that's a great combination.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, sometimes you see a lot of food and travel together, or food and music, but not necessarily all three together. So.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about some great ideas for just taking trips. You know, with this pandemic, a lot of travel industries and a lot of cities, like we were just talking about Sicily, I wanted to go there and I'm afraid to at this point in the game. How do you travel this time now? And some areas lighting up, some places not. How do you approach it there, Kelly?
You kind of have to keep an eye out and like kind of feel the pulse of what's going on, because it's changing every single day. Every day, more and more countries are opening up to Americans, especially, as you mentioned earlier, you know, like with the vaccines and everything, it's starting to open up. But as of right now, there's still a lot that's closed off to us. So if you're trying to plan an international trip especially, you just want to keep an eye out for what countries are opening up and where you're allowed to go. And, I mean, some countries might be open, but you might have to quarantine when you get there, or they require a vaccination. So you just have to really know exactly what the rules are where you're going.
Are there specials on things like car rentals, hotel, and airline fares because of the lack of travel, or in some of those cases, like cars, maybe the rental of cars may have gone up because people don't want to travel on an airplane? I mean, what's the status in that arena?
Well, you know, there was a time when things were very, very discounted, where now it's not necessarily the case, but that's why there's really some interesting ways to kind of get around that, and I've got a really great tip to help you pay for travel. So a firm lets you pay over time for travel booked on sites like Expedia, Vrbo, Priceline, Delta Vacations, which is really interesting because, you know, there's no late fees or hidden fees, so you can set up a payment schedule that works best for your budget. So it's still a great way and a great tool to help you budget those trips, and where you don't have to pay for everything all at once, especially if the prices are kind of getting a little bit higher again.
With a pro like yourself, when you're going to take a trip, where do you start? Do you start with transportation? Do you start with accommodations? Where is the beginning point, especially at this time? Because this is very dicey right now with this pandemic worldwide.
Yeah, it is, because sometimes, depending on the destination, maybe part of the whole stay, like the whole reason for going, is
to stay at a special hotel or a special type of venue. And sometimes it's not as important. So, I mean, if, let's say, going to a certain place, like that hotel is the reason why you go, then, of course, you want to start with the hotel. But as you said, it is a little bit dicey right now, and that's why road trips have been so popular as of late. And during the pandemic, they've been all the rage. People are hitting the road. But, you know, you also want to stay as safe as possible while you're on the road. And that's why tools like the Nextbase 322 GW dash cam and rear view camera are so amazing. It's like the perfect road trip companion because it has a ton of safety features like emergency SOS and GPS and Wi-Fi and more. But it also helps you capture all of these little important moments that go on that you wouldn't normally think of while you're driving or that you're not able to because you're driving. So, for instance, like if you're on the highway and you see this gorgeous sunset or you happen to see like beautiful scenery, maybe somebody in the back seat like says something hilarious and you're like, oh man, I wish I could have been able to record that. Well, now you can.
Now you can. No excuses. 2017, Kelly was named Travel Queen by Modern Luxury Michigan Avenue magazine for her jet-setting career. You must have seen a lot of stuff and continue to do it. Now, where can we go to hear the show and to get more information, Kelly?
Really quickly want to mention that adding on to that whole road trip thing, you can also get an RV because those are really, really popular right now. And I love Outdoorsy.com because they're the most trusted online RV rental marketplace on the planet. So no matter what type of trip you're planning or what type of traveler you are, they have something for your budget. So that's another one of my really great travel tips. And, you know, thank you again for mentioning the whole Michigan Avenue Travel Queen thing. You know, that's a lot to live up to. So hopefully I've at least given you guys some great tips. And if you want some more tips, visit tipsontv.com, and you can always check out my Instagram at eattravelrock.
Kelly, next time you're down in this area, let us know so we can break bread, maybe have some pasta vajol, okay?
Oh, I love that. Grazie mille.
Buon bene. Thanks, Kelly. Please come back, okay?
Ciao, ciao. Grazie.
Okay, grazie. Bye. Kelly, I love this girl. I really do. Kelly Rizzo has been our guest. She is the travel expert, host of Eat Travel Rock TV. Fellow Paisans. If you're going to have a fellow Paisan, you might as well have a beautiful one.
And in case you miss it, Kathy is married to comedian, actor, and game show host Bob Saget. Stay where you're at, because there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
A
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment First Responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, legendary singer, entertainer, and legend Pat Boone, Lucy Fry, actress from the TV show Godfather of Harlem on Epix Television, Alicia Dennis, who is from People Magazine, and their new season is starting on Investigation Discovery this weekend, and Kelly Rizzo-Saget. Next hour, country star Jeannie Seely will be joining us. She has a brand new song right now. She's 80 years old with a brand new hit. Sunil Gupta with a book called Backable, and the CEO of Pure Romance, Chris Ciccinelli. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.